SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced Vice Admiral David Johnston will be stepping up to serve as Chief of the Nation's Defences. Vice Admiral Johnston, who has served as Vice Chief to Military Leader Angus Campbell, says he understands the new role will be a heavy responsibility to bear.
I am very conscious of the responsibility that comes with the role, the strategic environment in which we face ourselves, and most particularly the responsibility I have to the extraordinary men and women in the Australian Defence Force.
After spending a lifetime dedicated to defence roles, since joining the Navy as a teenage cadet in 1978, Vice Admiral Johnston has earned some glowing references from the likes of the Prime Minister.
Vice Admiral Johnston is a proven leader with the experience, intellect and resolve to lead the ADF in a complex and rapidly changing global strategic environment. Vice Admiral Johnston has consistently distinguished himself with his capacity to ensure that the different elements of national defence work together.
In Iraq and Afghanistan, Vice Admiral Johnston was charged with maritime, land and air operations. He then went on to command border protection before he landed senior leadership promotions. The Vice Admiral will be the first Defence Chief to come from the Navy in 22 years, with the government signalling that his appointment is in relation to the AUKUS nuclear submarine plan taking centre stage of Australia's defence policy. Defence Minister Richard Marles says David Johnston is well across the submarine deal and is the perfect man for the top job.
He has been in the engine room of all the work that we have done over the last 2 years. And this is a moment where we need a safe pair of hands and deep experience to take our Defence Force forward. And there is no person who meets those qualities better than David Johnston.
The new Defence Chief is set to oversee the next steps of the costly AUKUS program, which could see Australia ultimately pay up to $368 billion for the submarines. Japan has also now entered AUKUS negotiations, with representatives arriving in Washington as the nation prepares to lend its assistance to the US, UK and Australia Defence Pact. While Japan will be excluded from the nuclear-powered submarine deal, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the country will be welcomed into the so-called Pillar 2 of the agreement to develop advanced military capabilities.
Let's be very clear, AUKUS, there is no plan to expand AUKUS beyond the three countries. When it comes to Pillar 2, what we'll look at is project by project, the desirability of further engagement. Japan has a very sophisticated, not just defence force, but is known for its technological advancement.
The move has seen bipartisan backing, with opposition leader Peter Dutton telling ABC Radio Brisbane that Japan is a crucial ally.
So I think it's a great outcome, and I congratulate the government. The work that we're doing in space, the work that we're doing with artificial intelligence, the underwater autonomous vehicles, all of that is part of AUKUS Pillar 2, and the Japanese are incredibly important allies.
However, the move has also attracted attention from China, with the spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, Mao Ning, warning it only serves to heighten tensions.
It will intensify the arms race in the Asia-Pacific region and undermine regional peace and stability. China is gravely concerned about this.
But the AUKUS pact continues to gain traction regardless, with New Zealand and Canada now also keen to engage. Sam Dover, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.